Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, October 1st. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. As soon as the federal government approves COVID-19 vaccines for children ages 12 and up, California will require those youngsters to get vaccinated to attend school, and that means any school, public or private. It's the first state to take that step. This is basically the same policy that the University of California and the California State University adopted months ago. Their student vaccination requirements kicked in as soon as the FDA moved from emergency authorization to full approval for vaccines in adults. Governor Gavin Newsom told a news conference at a San Francisco middle school today that the state is now taking the same approach with middle school and high school students.
We intend to do that once the FDA has fully approved the vaccine, which will give us time to work with districts, give us time to work with parents and educators to build more trust and confidence and build out a logistics so that we can deliver on what we are promoting here today.
Full FDA approval for vaccines in children 12 and older is expected within weeks. The governor's announcement does not change anything for LA Unified, the state's largest school district. It's already adopted a vaccination requirement for students. They have to be fully vaccinated before they come back to school in January following the winter break. The pandemic took out the LA Marathon last year, but this year it's calmed down enough that the marathon is back on. It's only 7 weeks away. Of course, the pandemic won't be gone by then. But Dr. Timothy Brewer at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health says that shouldn't be a problem for the runners as long as they're careful on the course.
I would not share bottles or fluids or things like that. I can't tell you about running with or without a mask. If you do with a mask, great, but I suspect that could be a little challenging. But physical distancing would also be fine. And remember, you're outdoors, and the risk is very low outdoors.
Dr. Timothy Brewer at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, one of the COVID-19 experts we feature daily on KPCC's Air Talk. By the way, the LA Marathon organizers say they are talking with LA County Public Health about precautions and will announce any COVID-19 guidelines before the race. After hours of discussion last night, the LA City Council Redistricting Commission is now one big step closer to submitting a finished map of redrawn council district boundaries. It's the district map that will stand for 10 years in LA, but KPCC's Carla Javier says the commission concedes it's not perfect.
They started the evening with two very different maps, and they had to decide, should they keep considering both options? On one team was Rocky Delgadillo, appointed by Councilmember Paul Koretz.
To go forward with two maps is a serious process mistake. It will take us off the edge, and I don't know if we'll get our job done.
Basically, two maps? Too confusing. On the other side was Alexandra Suh, appointed by Councilmember Nithya Raman.
Of course, we need to come to a map at the end, but we are not there.
So Suh said keeping two maps for now would give them more to discuss.
And the best hope for a map that works better for everyone.
The commission eventually went with one map. It puts all of Koreatown in one district, CD10, but leaves open the question of where District 2 and Raman's District 4 would be located, among other concerns. So the commission will also attach a list of lingering issues with the plan and will solicit public feedback at four hearings this month. I'm Carla Javier.
You can see the draft redistricting map for the LA City Council on our LAist.com website, LAIST.com. Well, the battle for Los Angeles is now raging on the social media site Reddit. Each day, Reddit users will eliminate one of LA County's 88 cities until only one stands as more or less the best city in the county. Sophia James is following the battle for our website, LAist.com.
Each day, users submit their least favorite cities, and the one with the most upvotes gets dumped. Users can make a case for the submitted cities too, and there's plenty of debate in the comments.
Yeah, some of it's nasty too. LAist's Sophia James, she says, 5 days into the battle for Los Angeles, the list of eliminated cities includes Palmdale, Santa Clarita, Beverly Hills, and the City of Industry. She says it'll take about 3 months to get 88 cities down to one. If you want to vote, check out the Los Angeles subreddit, and you can read more about the battle for Los Angeles at LAist.com, LAIST.com. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.